We're here at Castle Hill RSL, and we're having lots of fun supporting Super Tees. I'm joined here today with Francis Broomfield. Hello.
Hello.
And he's from Hills District Dads. So can you tell me, what is your organization all about and what services do you offer, Francis?
Hills District Dads is an online Facebook community for dads who live in the Hills District. It's a really great place for those dads to connect with each other, whether it's through business associations or whether it's just mates having a laugh. But either way, it's just a great place for dads to connect.
Oh, that's really wonderful. And what opted you to support the Super Tees today?
For us, it's a real no-brainer. Jason, who runs Super Tees, is a Hills District Dads member, and he approached us a couple of years ago with an explanation of what Super Tees were, and instantly it was one of those things that we wanted to get behind. We put the call out for people to support, and we had a great reaction to that. That was a couple of years ago. With this event again today, we had an even bigger reaction from people wanting to support it, because dads, we want our kids to be as safe and as happy as possible, and these Super Tees achieve that. And as Jason says, every kid deserves to be a superhero. So.
Oh yeah, definitely think that's so beautiful. And what is your business doing to make a difference in the community?
With Hills District Dads, we do many different things. At the core level of it, it's all about men's mental health. We want to support dads to be who are struggling, need help, need a place to vent, to talk to people, to realise that that their struggles are not the only people struggling with them, and there are other people out there who are going through the same thing. They can offer advice. They might have gone through it and come through it on the other end better for it, or had different experiences, and they can pass on those experiences. We do regular catch-ups here at Castle RSL,
okay,
at least once a month, and that's a good place for guys to come along and meet each other face-to-face. They talk to each other behind a keyboard most of the time, but they get face-to-face, and it's mates who have come together to share a drink, share a laugh, have some food, watch some footy, and just have a good time. But on the more serious side of it, we have our monthly support meetings through sponsorship through the Hillshire Council. So we have it at the council chambers. That's also once a month, and that's a chance for those dads to come together and support each other, or to sort of disclose all the stuff that's weighing them down. And that's a bit more of a serious and serious place for people to talk about what's happening with them. It could be something as simple as something troubling with the kids, something troubling with the partner. It could be something to do with work, but whatever it is, it's obviously weighing them down. It's affecting their mental health. They're not feeling great. And as I said, they can just unload, talk about it. Some people will be able to just be there to listen, and things we get talked about that you might not necessarily talk to a mate, and talking to a complete stranger can sometimes be good as well, and those people who are there can offer their support, their guidance, and help each other get through it. We've had people who have come along telling us about how their partner have been diagnosed with an illness. And we've had members who have been able to help connect them with the right health professionals ASAP, and get them support and help they need. We've had people who are going through the early stages of a divorce, and it might be that the discussion that we have helps prevent that, or it might be that we guide them to where they need to go, whether they need to see a professional person, marriage counsellor, that sort of stuff. So either way, it's all about keeping people happy, keeping people healthy, and improving men's mental health.
It's so wonderful that you have this kind of connection and this kind of community within the Hills area.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to hear you're doing such great work in the community.
Yeah, thank you.
I did want to ask, where can people reach you, like via social media?
Yeah, we're all on Facebook, and you can just search for Hills District Dads. We'll be up the top of the list, and you can add a join request to the group, and we'll add you. And you can join the community.
Oh, beautiful. And now for the million-dollar question. If you were to be a superhero, what would you be?
It's It's a tough question.
Who would you be? Yeah.
Who would I be? I don't know. I guess everybody wants to be Batman, I think.
I think so. And he's here today.
He's here today. I don't think I'd be as ripped as he is at the moment, though. So.
I think it may be just the suit. Don't tell him that.
I need a very good suit.
And who would be your arch nemesis, I guess?
Oh, arch nemesis. I don't know. Just anyone who wants to cause harm.
You
know?
I guess so.
It's for me, with what we do with Hills District Dads, we just want to create positivity. So anyone who wants to create negativity, that's where our nemesis is.
Oh, that's lovely. But thank you so much, Francis, for joining us today.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for supporting Super Tees.
Yeah, thank you to Carsale RSL and all the Hills District Dad businesses who've participated in today.
Alive 90.5.